which is agenda item 30 on strategic outlook community session scheduled for 90 minutes, but I can assure you we will finish before that on March 14th. So I'll hand over to Teresa to quickly take us through the idea of the whole session, and then we can start the exercise. Over to you, Teresa.
Thank you. So thank you for those who have, as Manal says, survived the day and are staying with us. The session here, and you've heard Shireen speak about the beginnings of our strategic planning cycle, and that the focus is really to look at it from collecting from the community input around trends more broadly. And so we're doing an exercise with all the stakeholder groups. We're also offering it up for Panama to go through what the trends are, what they see as the priorities in relation to that, capturing that information, and then utilizing that as input into the preliminary strategic planning cycle. The input from the governments and from the GAC is, of course, very important, as is from the other stakeholder groups. The purpose, as you may have heard us talk about before, is to really identify and track trends and prepare for opportunities, either positive or things to mitigate towards and be prepared for. The next slide, please. Thank you. We've noticed that these fall into sort of three broad areas. One is community-wide trends, potentially shifts in the business models around the DNS space, organizational or operational trends, such as the budgetary conversations that are under discussion or the increase in cybersecurity-related issues where we go with meetings, et cetera. Or geopolitical and economic trends, the use of the multi-stakeholder model, the increase in different legislative initiatives, such as, for example, the data privacy-related ones. Next slide. Thank you. Now, I want to make sure this is that we're clear on sort of where we're going with this. This will be an annual exercise that we're going to be doing both within ICANN organization, but also with the community every year. And the purpose is to get this input, to really get feedback on the priorities, and then feed that into our strategic planning cycle and our operational planning cycle. So again, to capture what is important to the respective stakeholder groups and provide that input into this. And so this is just a high-level example of that. Next slide, please. Great. So to help get the conversation under discussion, these are examples of trends that in the exercise we did with our different departments and with the board had been identified. They're not couched in stone. These are not final or permanent in any way, but we wanted to provide them to each of the stakeholder groups to use those as a basis for your discussion. Identify and say, okay, does this make sense? Or do three or four of these belong together? Or are there any gaps? Or is this completely wrong and this just is not relevant at all? And so for the conversation that you'll have here today, we'll provide you with this, and you can have that as the basis for your conversation. But again, please know that these are not final in any way whatsoever. They're just to help the discussion. And then to the next slide, please. So what we're going to do, we didn't know how many participants we would have from the GAC today, so we were prepared for breaking out into many groups or into just one or two groups. And so what we would do, I think, given the number that we have, we'll break out into two groups. We'll have you go, and we'll put onto the screen as well the 12, but we have printouts too. To each of the whiteboards and just have a conversation amongst yourselves what makes sense, what doesn't make sense, what would you take off the table, what are you observing in your day-to-day life and your activities in your region or in your country that might be relevant for this discussion in the context of where ICANN's strategic plan goes. Now, I want to make sure that as we're having these conversations and you capture that, you also look at what you think are the priorities. Do you think that cybersecurity is a priority over where the shifts in the DNS business market are going? Or do you think that there's other priorities with regards to what a trend might be? And in your discussions, try to categorize things in the context of the priorities there. And then we'll come back and we'll have a bit of a discussion, maybe 20 minutes or so for each of the groups to sort of talk about what they really felt were the priorities and what the trends were. And we'll capture that data. We'll get it back to Manal. She can share it with the group, and we can just see if we captured it correctly. Now, I appreciate that we had late notice, obviously, for this meeting, and you have many competing things for your attention. And so if you find that you would like to do a variation or a shorter version of this exercise in Panama, we're happy to do that if you think that bringing in more of the participants from the GAC is useful or not. And again, we'll be doing this every year, so we'll do a better pre-planning. The other aspect I just wanted to make very clear, there's no attribution to this. So as you're having your conversation and you're looking at priorities, it's not an attribution that Teresa made this point and Manal made this point. It is only this is what the group came up with as a discussion. And when we share it back with you, there's also no attribution as far as if it came from a specific country or a specific person. It's really input into a broader brainstorming conversation, and it'll get pulled together, obviously, with the input from the other stakeholder groups. So again, it'll not be attributed to anything. And I know that oftentimes as we share our personal views or observations, that can be an important element. So I just wanted to flag that. So I think with that, if we have the members from the GAC who maybe want to count off and just go one, two, one, two, and then we'll divide into groups, spend about 20 minutes brainstorming, regroup, and have the conversation. And if it goes really well, we might have you out here earlier than expected. So does that sound like a game plan? Any questions at all for me?
Yeah, just since we're going into breakout sessions and this exercise, so thank you for the interpreters. We can release you for a well-deserved break. Thank you for surviving a long day, and thank you for the services. Thanks.
Thank you very much. And I also just wanted to thank, we have one of our board members, Leon, here as well. And the board has gone through this exercise too, along with Manal. So, very good. Then we're going to break out into groups of two. So with the GAC members, let's see, where do we want to start counting?